Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel has turned down an Israeli-Palestinian peace summit in Russia. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Vladimir Putin has invited both the Palestinian leadership and the Israeli prime minister to come to Moscow for a summit between the three of them, Russia, the Palestinians, and the Israelis. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu has turned that down. Any reason you think behind that?
There's no question in my mind why, Jimmy. It's very, very clear that Putin is completely violating his commitment to President Trump and to Bibi Netanyahu. Personally, he gave the same, that the zone in the south of Syria where the fighting's going on is supposed to be an area where there isn't any Russian forces, any Iranian forces, or any Iranian-linked forces like Hezbollah. That was the agreement that was made several months ago. They've totally violated it. The fighting is raging, and the Israelis do not trust Vladimir Putin as far as they can throw him, Jimmy. The last person they're going to make a peace treaty under or going to hope can get the peace process going again is Putin. He is on their blacklist, even though there are relations, and we've seen Bibi Netanyahu fly to Moscow twice now in the past couple months to meet with Putin to try basically to get the situation in the south of Syria under control, to warn that Iran will be taken on by Israel. And again, action this week, Jimmy, a Syrian jet shot down over the Golan Heights that penetrated Israeli airspace. So we're waiting to see what might happen there. But that is the real issue, the main issue between Israel and Russia. And again, it's just a joke that Putin is going to be the peacemaker in the midst of the situation where his forces are right along the Israeli border right now. And that is a very serious situation indeed.
David Dolan with details on why Israel turned down a peace summit for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to be held in Russia under President Vladimir Putin. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. There are a number of prophetic factors in the report from David Dolan. First, the Russian sponsorship. Ultimately, Russia will lead a coalition of nations to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. Second is the fact that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will not be resolved until Jesus Christ comes back to the earth as foretold by the prophet Obadiah. That's verses 15 through 18 in his prophetic book. And third, a peace in the Middle East comes when the Antichrist puts in place a pseudo-peace. That is according to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. All of these prophecies will be fulfilled in the future. However, the stage is set right now for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...